Hey, this is Tim Pratt Jr., and I want to welcome you to the Student of Life podcast. Listen, we're going to get into so many transferable truths throughout the content of these episodes that I believe God is going to use to help you apply because he's going to reveal what's already been there the entire time. Enjoy. Hey, yo, what's up? So this is your host, Tim Pratt Jr., and I have a really, really good one for you today. Matter of fact, I'm dropping two ad hoc, just two episodes today that is a part of this kind of counterculture type mindset thing that's going on, mini part series. And God has really been on my heart. God has put it on my heart to just really challenge the body, man, or just believers through this avenue. And other ones as well, because I'm fortunate to have many opportunities to preach. But I'm not one that's just drawn to the stage. I don't too much care about the microphone per se. I just believe that you can do the Lord's work, man, in any capacity. And one thing I promise is that I don't want to be so drawn to a microphone in a traditional setting when I have this podcast microphone right in front of me. Or better yet, just lives right in front of me. But this is an avenue that I love, man. I love to podcast. I think I'm going on, man, between blogging and podcast, I think 5 years now, maybe a little bit longer with the blogging, but nevertheless, I have a really, really good one, and I want you just to, man, just really spend some time soaking this one in. If you don't haven't listened to anything else that I've ever talked about on this platform, I pray that God, through these next three episodes, like I said, these first two will be dropped back to back, and then I don't know, man, I kind of want to do a collaboration on the third one, but we'll see. But this first one, man, we're going to call it a devoted mind, a part of this counterculture attempt to really just brainwash us, man. And I believe we have to really start here, because the mind is very important, man. We are always being pursued. We are always attacked in our mindset, and mindset is very, very important. So I do have a foundational text. It's probably going to be very, very common to a lot of us that, you know, read our Bibles, that have always been around the local church and so on, and whatnot. But we're going to start in Romans. I'm going to read two translations of it because I just want us to really, really spend some time getting it. So Romans 12 and 2. Some of you already, like I said, to rock with the Bible, you already know where I'm going. But Romans 12 and 2 from the NIV. Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to what? Test and approve what God's will is, his good, pleasing, and perfect will. That's the NIV. Let's go to the ESV. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. So a few different words there, but all in all, the same context. Listen, that verse, it has truly, like, I love the whole Bible, to be honest with you. Because all scripture is profitable. Everything about the Bible, man, if you allow the Holy Spirit and you study it, I love God's word. But I will say, like many others, I do have passages that I'm really, really drawn to. But it does not take away from the whole Bible. And this, truthfully, it has really become I believe I can say this, you know, hopefully it's not over spiritualized, but one of my favorite verses, because it says, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is a continuation. And that's why I want to talk about a devoted mind. We have to, because this world is designed to literally suck the life out of us. And it starts with our mind. We're consistently bombarded with stuff no matter what. And one of the things that is very important to note here is that if we're not careful, we will let this world, the world around us, squeeze us, shape us into its own mold. Like the world wants to mold us, and it does if we're not careful. Like right now, truthfully, anything that we're going through, anything that we're faced with, if we are responding in a secular worldview, we can really just be real with ourselves and say, you know what? I own that, Lord, because I have not been renewing my mind in the things of you. I have been shaped. I have been molded by the things of the world. So let me renew my mind with flushing it out. Yeah, with your word. Because right now, it seems that more secularism is in me than your word. And again, that does not mean the Holy Spirit has departed you. As a matter of fact, let me back up. Thank you, Holy Spirit. That might not be the case. What might be the case is I have submitted to the secular worldview than I'm submitting to the Holy Spirit. And when that happens, that means I'm in more of agreement with my flesh, with the secular, because the world is appealing to the flesh. And so what tends to happen is that we're probably spending a little bit more time over in that, and that's why we become submissive to it. But yes, repentance, because we don't stay there, the Holy Spirit convicts us. It leads us back into that renewal process. But the only way you will know you'll be convicted is if you got a devoted mind. If you don't have a devoted mind, you're like the frog in the pot. The water is warm. Is they got it turned up high, but at the right now it's just you know, you drop them in there, so it's cozy. Then before you know it, you're boiling. And that's why we have to have a devoted mind, you know, setting our things on God, just keeping that eternal perspective. So don't let the world around you squeeze you into its own mold. Because this is the thing. When it comes to the kingdom of God, we should abandon, like straight up, we should abandon the thought patterns and lifestyles of this world. Just straight up. And in this passage, you know, we got to really understand that the world, the translation is just literally age. It's the world age. And it's used here in this context. Lord help me. I think we can use it in the context here. It says that, and it's used here as a means of society or system. So it's a society or it's a system. Now, I'm not trying to get into like the whole, conspiracy theories. But it is. It is a society. It's a system that is built by man, influenced by the devil. We can go to James when we talk about the wisdom of the world and the wisdom of God. Like the world has its own wisdom system. And so if we don't have a devoted mind, we will start seeking and allowing the wisdom of the world, which is demonic influence. Because if it's not God, it's all demonic. Like we can sit up here all day and be like, we don't believe in all that stuff. But if it didn't come from God, it came from some demonic activity. Because where is this going to come from? If it came from the flesh, it's not of God, demonic. If it came from the devil, demonic. If it came from this world, demonic. So if it did not come from God, it is demonic because it is anti-God. And so no matter how somebody tries to shape it, no matter how close or how good it sound, if it did not come from God, it was demonically influenced. And so we have to make up our mind and say the only way that I'm going to have a devoted mind is that I'm going to renew my mind consistently, feeding on scripture, meditating on scripture, and being in agreement with the Holy Spirit so I won't become subjective to this world. Because check this out. My dad, you know, and other people hear me say this all the time, and I love it in therapy as well. Nothing deep, you've heard it before. But what we focus on, we will magnify. If we focus on the things of the world, we're going to magnify it in our life. Just straight up. No ifs, ands, buts about it. Because why? Because attention is the beginning of devotion. In other words, what I give my attention to, I'm going to eventually devote myself to it. Let me say it again. What I give my attention to, I'm going to eventually devote myself to it. And this is very important to understand because what we devote ourselves to, it leads to who we become. Like, it straight up, it produces our character. Better yet, I believe John Mark Comer said it like this. The mind is the portal to the soul because it will shape our character. So again, who or what we are devoted to will eventually be a portal into our soul, shaping our character. Or better yet, it will say it like this. Eventually, we choose what we do, and what we do makes us. And probably a better way to say it, but eventually, like I say, we choose our habits and our habits make us. So what we focus our attention on, we will magnify because that's what we're devoted to, because that's what we're giving our attention to. So we have to be very careful and ask ourselves, are our minds devoted to something that's anti-God or is it devoted to God? And if it's devoted to God, then that means that his word is the final authority. So I'm going to maintain a biblical worldview no matter what I'm faced with. And again, like we have to make sure that we understand the importance of this because, again, whatever we devote ourselves to, whatever we're giving ourselves attention to, it is the beginning of our devotion. And check this out, because if we're not devoted to God first and foremost, we're being shaped by something. and we're being shaped by a secular worldview. Tony Evans said it like this: a lot of us sometimes truthfully can't even get the full nutrients out of something because we like to dip it into society. We like to dip it into secularism. We like to see what the world says about it. He gave a candy apple example. It's like, again, you have a apple, I mean, and it's very nutrient. Apple a day keeps a doctor away, or whatever the quote is out there. But what happens is we take that apple that's supposed to be very nutrient for us, and we like to dip it in candy. Now it's been tainted. It doesn't come with the same nutrients that it was intended with because we've dipped it. And that's what I'm afraid that a lot of us, even in our teaching and preaching, and as we go out in things, we're being swayed, and we're not staying with sound doctrine because we want to sound like the world. But I understand being relatable, but I don't want to be so relatable that it dilutes the word of God. So, because at the end of the day, you need to, through the power of the Holy Spirit, relate to the word, not the word relating to you. And so, Lord, did I say that right? Let me take a step back. Did I say that right? Because if I didn't, I need to repent and apologize. I'm talking out loud. Did I say that right? Yeah. The word is not going to change its standard to come down to, oh, you know, okay, I get it. No. It's our lifestyle. I need to see things the way Jesus sees them. Because this is the thing. Jesus can relate to us. True enough. He can relate to us because he's experienced, but no sin. Now, however, we can't relate to him. But in the case of the word, yes, through the power of the Holy Spirit, we need to be maturing. So we can be in agreement with the word of God more than we are in agreement with the world. So in other words, what I'm saying in this side of it is that I'm not looking for the word of God to relate to what I'm going through. In that context, meaning that someone is trying to be so relatable to me that it sugarcoats the word. No, I want them to teach the word of God in a way that I can mature in my life, that the word of God now is more relatable because I'm living it out, meaning that it does not make sense to this world. Like, I get life application and all that, and I pray to God that I'm saying this right and not being confused. And I might have to come back to this one, but that's what I'm trying to convey here, is that I don't want the word of God so dumbed down, so wrapped in just candy and sweetening, all of that type of stuff, that is not effective. That's what I'm trying to convey here. So I apologize if it wasn't hitting home, but I'm not going to clean it up because it happens. But that's what I'm trying to say there. I don't want it to be ineffective. Like, we need to mature in the things of God and get to meet. Like, that's all I'm trying to say here. So spiritual transformation, it starts in the mind. It starts in the mind and then the heart. Because, like, just straight up, one of the things I have learned, that a mind dedicated to the world and its concerns will produce a life, like, straight up, it will produce a life that manages look like we toss back and forth by the currents of the culture. Because our mind, it's like a double-minded individual, because the mind is dedicated. Again, it goes back to the attention. It's the beginning of our devotion. So if your mind is dedicated on the things of the world and you're deeply concerned about it, not that we shouldn't be concerned, but we're deeply concerned. As one of the deacons that I often be around, he said, we're planning too deep here. So we're overly concerned, and now we're just tossed back and forth, because that shows me that we are not devoted to the word of God. We're devoted here. We have been tricked. We've been bamboozled to adopt a worldview mindset, because it's the subtleness that we have to flush out daily. Man, I'm telling you, like, straight up, even in my secular job, if I'm not careful, nothing bad, but it's a secular job. Like the things that's being said and done, nothing bad, like, just like straight up, nothing like demonic or anything like that. But I can get so caught up in that and just like getting caught up in the day to day and all that, and good things I believe God has, you know, ordained. But if I don't prioritize the word of God first and foremost, man, I can easily, and then it's like this subtleness where it's like, oh, things are good, and I'm just kind of getting away more and more from it, and now I'm deeply concerned, and truthfully, now I'm looking at myself. Oh, the job is my source versus God being my source. It's the subtleness. But a mind dedicated to God, God's truth, like God's word, man, it will produce life that can stand the test of time. And I'm not just telling you something I think. I'm telling you something that I'm experiencing. I'm telling you something that I have witnessed from other believers that have some that are still here, some that I believe have gone on into glory. It has stood the test of time. Why? It's because we can resist the temptations of our culture by meditating on God's truth. In other words, meditating on God's word. Better yet said, a mind devoted to God's truth and his word. And it allows the Holy Spirit to guide and shape our thoughts and behaviors. So we have to have a devoted mind to the things of God. As Romans said, do not be conformed to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Because the only way that we can truly see things right, let's go back to it. ESV, do not be conformed to the world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern that is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect to him. Not to us, but to him. I'm not stretching the text, but this is talking about him discerning his perfect will, discerning what's pleasing to him. So, yes, I can speak from a place of I believe that's not of God, because it's not a thing of preference here. And that's a whole nother topic, which, you know, preference versus what the God say. But there are some things I say, no, that is not of God. I don't care what you say. No, that's not my preference. That is not of God. And then there's things I can say that's pleasing to God. Why? Because my mind is devoted to his word and my life is devoted unto him. So then it goes a step further. It says, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is. In other words, if I'm not renewing my mind, I haven't been transformed by the renewed mind, then how in the world am I going to be able to test and approve what is God's will? So my thing is, why are you listening to people that don't even have a devoted mind in Christ? Because you cannot have a devoted life in Christ if you don't have a devoted mind in Christ. And we're taking advice from people that have shown us that they have been conformed to the patterns of this world. But we're sitting up allowing them to speak into our life when scripture tells us do not conform to the pattern of this world. But yet I'm going to listen to someone that has been shaped by this world. And they have been shaped by this world, then they are not transformed because their mind hasn't been renewed. And if it's not renewed, then it's impossible for them to be able to test and approve what God's will is. Because how are you going to know God's will when you're not even in his word? You can't, no matter how much you think, no matter how much you and I feel it, you can't. This is just scripture. This is not me adding or stretching the text. This is scripture. So my mind has to be devoted on him so I'm not molded. And again, it's the subtleness. It's the subtleness of this world that wants to shape us, keep shaping us, keep cultivating us. So before we know it, it's like, man, we look up and it's like, oh my God, my mind is not even devoted. I'm planted so deep in this world. I'm so overly concerned with this world when I'm not even supposed to spend eternity here. Listen, we got to get back to the basics. We got to get back to first and foremost having a made up mind that I'm going to serve Christ. I am going to serve my Lord and Savior. I'm going to stand on truth. I'm going to demonstrate love. I'm going to demonstrate grace, and I'm going to speak the truth without compromise. And listen, I'll be the first to say, I don't always know what that's going to look like, but what I can tell you is I'm devoted to it. And I believe that I'm so devoted to it that no matter what happens, yes, because God is going to give me the wisdom how to handle situations or situations that might feel like I'm in a contradiction or compromise. I just believe by faith, long as I devote myself to that word, and most important, devote myself to him, because I don't want to get ahead of the next text, because the scriptures in themselves is not life. The scriptures in themselves is not life. So this is a two-part thing. It's the Holy Spirit that illuminates and brings things back. But I have to be devoted. I have to meditate. I have to read. I don't read the Bible just to be reading it. I'm devoted to this. And that's my challenge to all of us. Like, we have to be so just devoted. I'm not devoted to preach another sermon. I'm not devoted because I want to do a podcast. I'm not devoted because I want to blog. I'm not devoted because I want to write a book. I'm not devoted because I want to sound sharp or be intellectual. I'm devoted because I truly want to please God. And I cannot please God if I'm not first devoted to His word. I can't understand or even make sense of the Holy Spirit bringing things back to my remembrance if I'm not devoted and meditating on His word. And that's why a lot of us are, our minds, man, are kicking our tail, because we are literally devoted to only getting our word through devotionals, through social media, through just going to hear the pastor preach on Sunday or whoever the preacher is. Nothing wrong with none of that stuff, but that's our only devotion. No, this is a daily thing. The renewing of mind is a continuous thing, because I'm telling you, like, I struggle with it. And I tell people, and I'll leave you with this. Anytime, no matter really what I'm facing in life, just being straight up with you, I can tell when I'm getting off, because I start to magnify things that are right in front of me, no matter how many times. And I'm like, man, you know what? That was really already in God's word. He already forewarned me there. So it's not that I'm trying to be like over spiritualize nothing, but at the same time, I don't want to under it, if I may say under spiritualize it, because I'm like, it's already in His word. I was just talking to my wife about this. The same people that were praising Him, man, were the same people that said, crucify Jesus. So when people talk about me and they switch up on me, okay, if something goes viral and they say, and they're trying to crucify me and labeling me, it was the Jews that said crucifying. But that, man, that's another topic for another day. Devoted mind. Devoted mind. So yes, when your own people turn against you, they did it to Jesus. They did it to Jesus. Like, this is nothing. They don't want to hear the word. Their ears aren't attuned to the word of God. They want to hear all type of doctrines. Okay, come talk to me, Timothy. The book of Timothy. Come talk to me. Preach the word. Preach the word of God. And so these things are not just cliches and like, oh, you know, I just want to preach that sermon. It's not. No. This is life. And when God pairs our life with scripture, this is where we're truly tested to see if our mind is devoted to Him or not. So we have to challenge ourselves, man. Are we going to have a devoted mind or not? Because if we're not, and we're going to be fickle, that's double minded. Now, God wants the whole man. So I want to just challenge you and encourage you. Get in that word. Pair up with somebody, man, that can work with you and that knows the word of God, but most importantly, living it. Go to Bible study. Get in your life groups. Be faithful to the teaching. Get under a sound teacher that's not just teaching good. Just don't want to sound good. I don't care about the intellectual, just be intellectual. So we're going to get into that in the next episode. But get into someone, man, that's modeling this with their life, and that you see the evidence of a devoted mind, because what you're going to see, consistent fruit of the Holy Spirit. So be blessed, man. I love you all. I pray that this one blessed you. Part 2 will be dropping next. Love you all, man. Hey, what's up? I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to this Student of Light podcast today. If this content has impacted you in any kind of way, please take some time to share it on your social media feeds. And also, if you want to connect with me or just learn more about me, go over to www.timothypratt.org. Once again, thanks.